T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way, Dave Ettinger and Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Of course, we're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses only at ShopRite. Bro, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I'm feeling good. Yep. I got a good night's sleep.
There you go.
I didn't sit in any traffic this morning.
Well, it's Yom Kippur today. That helps it.
I also left 2 hours earlier than normal.
Yeah. Today is the day you really didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
But on a normal day, I think you probably are. That's a smart move.
I am pulling what you used to pull for many years.
I did it for years, man. I don't know how I did it, but I did.
You pulled it off, and
no,
people would say, why is Joe at work at 6 a.m.? His show's not till 10 a.m., but you did it for a reason that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
You said, I don't want to sit in traffic. I don't want to deal with it anymore. So it hit me. It took me 2 years of commuting to finally say, I'm done with the traffic.
Yeah, doesn't take long, I can tell you.
No.
I can tell you that, man.
I know a lot of people listening have probably sat in traffic for 25, 30 years.
Right,
you know, it's funny. Yesterday, I'm driving home, and I admit, I was flipping through the radio a little bit. I needed a break from my boy Howard Stern. As much as I love him, I needed a break. And I turned on one of the news stations, and they said, there's a new report that says the average commute in New York City is higher than ever. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear the number.
Mm.
And they said 37 minutes. And I'm like, 37 minutes?
Was that coming from, like, 14th Street?
Where's that coming from?
42nd, 42nd and 8th?
I was waiting for some crazy number. 2 hours and one
30
minute.
Where are you coming from? What does that figure in? I mean, I figure the people that live across the street from where they work?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, come on.
I heard that number. I almost drove off the road. I'm like, 37 minutes? I throw a party for 37 minutes.
Please.
It's taking me 2 hours to get to work every day.
Even on again, where I'm coming from, but driving in, even on a day where there'd be no traffic, it wouldn't take 37 minutes.
That's why that number didn't. I don't know what the study was.
Right,
I don't know
right.
what the deal was. All I know is the news person's talking as if it's this very high number. So I'm thinking 37 minutes. But hey, we all have to deal with it in various ways. That's part of living.
Yep.
We need to make money to live and support our family, and you got to commute. That's about some people don't have to commute. But most people have to commute.
I'm always bothered by people that really don't have to commute and never have really commuted in their lives. They have no idea what it's all about.
No, I know.
And especially to people, especially to people that do not work in Manhattan.
Right.
You know, if you live outside of Manhattan, if you live where you live or Long Island or in Jersey, you know, and you have to commute to Manhattan.
Oh.
People that don't have to do that have no idea what it's all
it's
about.
It's not a real commute.
No, it's a different world.
I lived in Washington, D.C. I actually lived in Maryland, and I commuted to Washington, D.C.
Right, right.
And it would take me 35 minutes. I go crazy for something like that. I feel like other cities, they may have bad commutes, but not like us.
Not like New York.
Maybe L.A. They're the only ones.
Maybe.
They're the only ones.
Right.
As far as the baseball is concerned last night, that Yankee game, if I'm a Yankee fan when that game ends, it ends and I'm relieved because they won. I'm happy that they won. I'm happy that Zach Britton really bailed down in that ninth inning after the defense fell apart, including him. But there are a lot of negatives I would take away from last night's game. There are some positives, which we'll get to. But first of all, the defense in this game, and it wasn't just the ninth inning, and it goes back to Gary Sanchez, who I know he's becoming a whipping boy around here.
Oh, my God.
But the pass ball on a pitch that Jay Happ is arguing should be a strike. That's all you need to know about the pass ball. that felt like a play in this game that was going to be part of the frustration all night because the Yankees couldn't score a run because they made Nady Eovaldi look like Cy Young, even though, as we cited yesterday, Nady Eovaldi's been a disaster.
Compared to Jay Happ, what he's been for the Yankees.
Yeah, he's been awful. And so Eovaldi's in complete control, but that pass ball felt like a cloud hovering over the entire game. And it ended when Neil Walker hit that three-run home run, but I got to give Sanchez credit. The at-bat before the Walker home run was a really, really good at-bat. And that's not me looking for a small victory. I'm being honest. I mean, to get an opportunity like Neil Walker had, things have to happen ahead of you. Aaron Hicks drew a walk. What else is new? He also stole a base very easily, which is nice, especially since he put his head straight up his rear end on the J.D. Martinez triple, in which he didn't care in center field. By the way, that should be pointed out, too, when we talk about the Yankee bad defense. Can Aaron Hicks make an effort out there? What the hell was that? Was he taking it off? What was that about? I mean, seriously, I know it goes forgotten, but come on, Aaron.
I understand.
You're a damn good baseball player. I'm talking you up yesterday about Zach Wheeler for you.
Right, you
can't play like that.
Right.
And Ernie was very upset about that for many reasons. You know, guy like Ernie's facing J.D. Martinez in fantasy. He can't afford a triple, Aaron. What are you doing to him?
Maybe Ernie now would trade Hicks for Wheeler.
After last
night. I don't know. Maybe he would.
But I give Gary credit, Joe, because he's behind in the count 1-2.
Right, right.
And he worked the count full, and he drew a walk, and it did set up the Neil Walker home run. But then the defense in the ninth inning.
Yeah, they almost blew it.
Oh, my God. Didn't you think after the second error that they were actually going to blow it?
Yeah. No, I was convinced. I definitely thought they were going to blow the game. I completely did. But, you know, Britton was able to get out of it. Let me ask you this. The way Happ pitched last night, and he's pitched against the Red Sox this year, do you have any pause to say maybe he should be the guy in the wild card game?
I mean, the guy.
It's him or Tanaka. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yeah, I think those two have definitely separated themselves. Right. I don't think there's any question. I think that there isn't enough time for Severino to reprove himself, no matter what he does tonight against the Red Sox. To me, he'll start in the playoffs if they win the wild card game, obviously.
No, of course, sure.
But I'd eliminate him from the wild card discussion. I still, even if Tanaka got bombed in his next start tomorrow, I just have confidence in him. And that's not a knock on Jay Happ. I think the Yankees have two really solid options.
Right.
I think their two options are far better than any option the Oakland A's have. Far better.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So it's not a knock on Happ because the guy has been unbelievable since the Yankees have traded for him. But to me, Tanaka is still the guy that I would just trust handing the baseball to in a winner-take-all kind of game. So, and I said this the last couple of days, there really wasn't anything that could happen, barring an injury, that could change that. And Happ was great last night.
No, he's been great. He's been great against Boston. I know, obviously, he won't be playing Boston in the wild card game, but he's been great against the Red Sox as well. I'm with you 100% with Tanaka. To me, it's got to be Tanaka. It's got to be. I just feel. I also, I don't know if this means anything, but I would also trust the guy that I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
More so than the guy that just got here. You know, he's been here like 6 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we've seen Tanaka in the big moment.
Right.
And we've seen him excel in the big moment.
Absolutely.
And he is also more likely to dominate a game more so than Jay Happ. And that's nitpicking, I know, because Happ's been great. I mean, look at last night.
You know,
he dealt with base runners, but he was always able to make the big pitch. I mean, even in that third inning when Gary has that pass ball, he gives up the run because he gave up fly balls. I mean, he's not a dominant strikeout pitcher where he's going to KJD Martinez and strike out Xander Bogaerts and change the look of the inning. He's just not that kind of guy. I think Tanaka's more capable of that. I think Tanaka is more capable of, hey, I need a strikeout right now, I'm going to go get it, than Jay Happ is. But I think they're two great options to have. I think the bigger question, and Boomer and Gio were talking about it, CNB's been talking about it, everybody's been talking about it, is do you start Gary Sanchez in this wild card game? And I have been a very big Gary Sanchez defender. I have all year because I think he's a really good baseball player who is having a god-awful season. I think that he's underrated in his ability to throw out base runners, which gets ignored when we talk about his defense. But with all that said, I can't deny what's happening. And what's happening, Joe, is he can't catch a freaking ball behind the plate.
It's amazing. It really is. I mean, a catcher that can't catch.
That's what he is.
No, I know. It's crazy. It really is crazy.
But here's my opinion on Gary Sanchez. And I understand those who say, and it's probably the majority of Yankee fans, who say you can't play him in the wild card game. He's hitting 180.
Well, you could DH him.
You could, but you shouldn't because who are you taking out of the lineup?
Yeah, yeah.
Judge is back, which we'll get to.
No, well, Judge is, of course.
So I don't even think DH is a realistic option right now. If they weren't healthy, I'd say it is. I don't think it's. Who are you taking out of the lineup? Andrew McCutchen?
Am I taking him out of the lineup? No, McCutchen's got to play. No, you're right. No, you're 100%. So I don't know. Where are you putting them? You're right.
It's catcher or it's not playing. But here's the way I look at it, and I think this is fair, though I'm sure most Yankee fans are going to disagree with me. The jury is still out. That's my answer on Sanchez. If he can start to hit, it's all about his stupid bat because we know how good he can be. If he can get hot, unlike Aaron Boone, I believe in hotness. I believe a player can get hot. Do you believe a player can get hot,
Joe? Of course.
Okay.
And I would, you know, continue to ride the hot hand, unlike the – it's not only Boone. I mean, Callaway said the same thing.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
So if Gary Sanchez – and what do we have, a week and a half left?
Yep.
If he can get hot, seriously hot, I'd pull the trigger and play him Wednesday against the A's. If he doesn't get hot, man – and maybe the walk turns it around for him because that was a really good at-bat that should not be forgotten. If he can get going, I'd pull the trigger. If he doesn't, here's what I would do. Higashioka's on the roster just for the wild card game. It's not a big deal. Remember, you got a 25-man roster for one game. You don't need 13 pitchers. So putting Higashioka on the roster, no big deal. I would start Romine, and I'd have Gary waiting. That first big opportunity where I really need the bat, I pinch it for Roman with Gary Sanchez, and I still have Higashioka on the bench in case something happens.
That makes sense.
That's how I'd handle it.
Right.
So if the wild card game was tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium, my answer would be start Austin Romine. But I'm open if Gary can get hot, and I think Yankee fans should be open to this possibility because he's capable of it. If he gets hot, I would change my mind and start Sanchez. Is that fair?
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to approach it. How many games they got left? 12, 13 games, something like that? 12 games?
Yeah, they got two here with the Red Sox. Right. They got three with the Orioles. They got four with the Rays and three with the Sox. So, yes, they have 12 games left. Let's see what he does. I mean, because he is – and I know we've said this all year, and it really has only happened once, and it was back, I think, in May. He's capable of destroying the baseball.
Look, he's capable of carrying a team.
Yes.
I mean, let's – you know. Well, you know, we've conveniently forgotten that because of the kind of – you know, all the issues he's had this year. And he wondered, too. You know, he's been injured. But you wonder too with Sanchez, how is the bad defense really affecting him at the plate? I mean, I think there's something to that as well.
I would think so.
It has to be.
I think
especially with the way he's getting beat up about it.
Yeah, and last night he heard it. The crowd booed him last night.
Definitely, definitely.
The crowd last night, and I'm not criticizing the Yankee fans for doing this. I'm just observing. They got on Gary, and they got on Giancarlo, who took an 0-for-4 last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get it. I mean, Giancarlo's done nothing offensively for a while.
It's been a while.
And Gary Sanchez offensively has been weird. He had that three-hit game, what was it, a week ago. Outside of that, Joe, he's done nothing.
Well,
and the walk is something. I acknowledge that. I really thought when he came up and was working that at-bat, I thought he was going to hit a two-run home run. I really did. He did, and he drew a walk, which is okay because Neil Walker's missed the clutch.
Set up the home run.
Yeah. But that's how I'd look at Sanchez right now. We have a week and a half. Let's see what he does offensively. But I think the option of starting Romine and having Gary ready to pinch hit in any big spot and then Higashioka as a backup, I think that's fine. I think you can live with that. It's one game. Then your decision becomes a little bit more complicated if you get to the divisional series on how you want to handle playing time.
You could call Boone and you can tell him, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to listen.
You never know.
But let me give Boone some credit. We'll call him Boone. I'm going to give Boone some credit.
Call him Boone.
So last night, I see the lineup, an hour before the game. I'm like, oh, Judge is in the lineup. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Well, yeah. I guess he wasn't going to play if the game was earlier, right?
That was what they said. And Mookie Betts was going to play if it was earlier.
Right.
Great for the Yankees. But I noticed Neil Walker's playing first base. So Neil Walker's done very little lately, hasn't even played that much. And I was like, well, that's interesting. He's going with Neil Walker. He hasn't done anything. And not only does he go to Neil Walker, he doesn't even pinch hit for him in that big spot, which he could have. He could very easily have said, you know what? You haven't done anything. I'm going to go to Luke Voigt, or I'm going to go to Greg Bird, or anybody else, or Brett Gardner, for that matter. You can go to anybody. You got a million guys on your bench. And he stuck with Neil Walker, and he was rewarded. I give Aaron Boone a lot of credit for that because, you know, I don't know if I would have done that, and I don't know if a lot of Yankee fans would have done that.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't done much, Neil Walker, lately.
No, I understand. No. Well, that was a pretty clutch home run last night.
He was rewarded.
Yep.
Aaron Boone was rewarded for his patience with Neil Walker because that was – do we call it a big home run since we know they're in the playoffs? Maybe it's not big, but I think in this moment it was big for the Yankee fan just to get a victory.
Right, and to keep the Red Sox from clinching at the stadium as well.
Yeah.
At least for the time being.
And it's something small, but it's something. I mean, I know as a Yankee fan you don't want to see the Red Sox celebrate in your building. In the whole grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter.
No.
Especially if you beat them in 3 weeks.
Right. Well, that's it. I mean, celebrating in the building for the win of division when you're still going to have a shot. You know, if you win that playoff game, you're going to have a shot at them again. Yeah. When it really matters. I don't. You know, it's not like when they won the pennant back in 2004 and it was a party.
Yes.
For the Red Sox fans at the stadium.
Yes.
That was a little different situation.
Put it this way: I remember that Pokey Reese fielded the final out. I don't think I'd remember who's going to field the final out if the Red Sox win one of these two games.
Well, that was also a historic moment in the history of sports, to be very honest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
It kind of changed history a little bit.
Yes,
or
it did.
Altered history to a degree.
Indeed.
I think that if I'm the Red Sox and I win tonight, and maybe they will, David Price is on the mound and the game isn't, there isn't a lot of pressure, so maybe he goes out and he deals.
Watch the Yankees still banging for about 10 runs.
I can't afford that, bro.
Oh, you got him. You got him, huh?
Yeah, I'm in a consolation tournament. I'm trying to win.
Consolation tournament.
Yeah, winner gets the number one pick. I want to win it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
No money involved?
No money, just the number one pick.
The winner gets the number one pick.
Yeah, that's
so
what
the number
do.
One pick does not go to the guy who finishes last.
No.
So it's almost like the NBA.
Correct. Except it's earned. Except it's earned.
No, I understand.
Hey,
who are you in this consolation game with, if you don't mind?
Michael Carver.
Oh, with Mike Carver? Yeah. How is Mike doing? He must be crying with Buffalo, huh?
He was crying with Buffalo, but he was also just missed the playoffs, so he was upset. And when you don't make the playoffs, you're in the consolation tournament.
Right,
so we're losers.
Right.
That's what we are.
No, I understand. It's like the old days in the NCAA tournament. They used to have the consolation game.
Exactly.
They don't have that anymore.
Hey, how many times have I suggested in the NBA you should take a bunch of teams and have a tournament for the number one pick?
I know.
Well, I put my actions to back up my work.
I understand.
I'm the commissioner, so I created that.
And Ernie's playing for the title, right?
He is.
And he's playing who, Bogan?
Tommy Lugauer.
Oh, Lugauer. Yeah. That's who it is.
And that's why
I see.
Last night when Aaron Hicks, dude, can you go after the ball in the outfield?
So when you saw that play with Hicks, your first thought was Ernie Acosta.
I will be honest, it was not my first thought. My first thought was Aaron Hicks is being lazy in center field. I wasn't as into it as I am for them. I'm a baseball fan.
No, I understand.
And I also thought, wow, J.D. Martinez is going for three. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
What's he doing? And then
you're not going to bring up what you asked me earlier?
Oh. Should I bring this up?
Lugauer has J.D. Martinez, apparently, right?
Lugauer has J.D. Martinez, but here's the thing.
Go ahead. Right?
Joe may kill you for
this.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this.
Lugi also has J-Hap.
So really?
I said to Ernie.
Did he start J-Hap last night?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
I said to Ernie early in the game.
Right.
You're rooting for the Red Sox tonight. There's no doubt. And he admitted full Red Sox love last night. He was rooting against the Yankees.
The Red Sox offense, obviously.
I can't believe that you actually see, Ernie,
I defend myself here.
No, I'm not knocking you because I don't believe that you really were doing that in your heart. Maybe.
Really? Yes. Oh no, he was.
Well, I'm also rooting for the Yankees to score. Obviously, I'm not rooting for a 10-0 blowout.
So you wanted to see Hap get beat up a little bit?
Yes.
Wow.
Not beat up a little bit. Beat up a lot.
See, this is why. Another reason why you will never see this guy do fantasy.
I understand.
And here's the thing. What do the Yankees really have to fight for?
No, I understand.
That's the
division. I get that.
They're fighting for a division. See, I'm obviously not rooting against J.A.
But still, I understand that. And I'm not knocking you at all. I just think that no matter how on the outside that you try to, like, force yourself to do that, in your heart, you're really not doing it. That's my point, Ernie.
The problem is.
Does that make sense?
But if you had, like, an over-under and the team that you bet on is facing your team late in the year, you have nothing to lose.
Right.
You'd root against the Mets.
I understand what you mean.
You would.
I get what you're saying.
Because that's the key. If the Yankees and Red Sox are tied for first place, I am confident Ernie would put his fantasy team second. Confident.
Absolutely.
But the truth is, as much as some Yankee fans don't want to admit it, these games don't matter that much.
They're really going to host
a wild card game.
Yeah.
And you had more proof last night when the A's lost again, by the way.
Oakland, they played the Angels last night, right?
They did.
So, I mean, what is this, three in a loss column now, the Yankees?
Yeah.
And it's really four.
It's
another loss in the division as well for Oakland.
And very quietly, might I say, the Rays won. So Tampa Bay is creeping up a little bit on the Oakland A's.
How far behind them are they?
I think they're 5.5 back.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
That's hard.
It's going to be tough right now. And remember, the Rays have to play the Yankees four times.
Right.
Yeah, right now the Yankees.
How about the Rays? That's unbelievable.
Amazing.
I can't. What are they, 16, 17 games over now?
18. And not only that.
18 games over, they can't get a sniff.
If I'm not mistaken, I could be off a little bit with these numbers. I think they've won 20 out of their last 27 games.
I believe it. I mean, they got to have the best record of baseball since the All-Star break.
At one point this year.
They have to.
At one point this year, they were 53-53. They're 84-66. Do the math.
Yeah.
They're 31-13 in their last 46 games.
41.
Whatever it is.
44
games. They have been on fire. You almost feel as if the schedule lasted a few more weeks.
They're
going to
get there.
And they do play the Yankees four more times. Yeah. Now,
where are those games, you know?
They're in Tampa.
Wow.
I wouldn't worry, though, about the Yankees because they're eight games up. They're not going to blow it to Tampa.
No.
But the Rays catching the A's, while still very unlikely, it's 5.5 games.
Right, right.
If the A's don't get their heads out of their rear end, they've lost three in a row.
Yeah, no, they have.
I don't know, man. Hey, the dream if you're a Yankee fan is Tampa Oakland having to play a one-game playoff to get into the wild card game.
Oh, my God.
That's the dream. No, I mean, can I imagine it? Sort of, but not really. Because it would take.
You really want to see the Rays? If I'm the Yankees, I don't want to see the Rays there. The Rays, to me, are dangerous.
I don't want
to
play the Rays.
They always give the Yankees trouble.
Now, the odds are you wouldn't see them because get there, they'd have to use them. But Blake Snell right now is also one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Look, it's not impossible. 5.5 back with 12 games to play. Obviously, it's not impossible. And they don't play Oakland either,
so that's
another thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I just don't see it happening.
It's just, you know what it is? It's the NBA game. It's the Knick game in which the Knicks are down by 30, and they make this great comeback. They pull within two?
We see that a lot in the NBA.
And they run out of gas.
In the NBA, that happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
Yes.
They're just not going to be able to sustain this. I mean, they can't really lose another game, basically.
No.
And they need the A's to collapse, so it's very unlikely. But if you're a Yankee fan, as ugly as the game was last night that they won, you get the late-night news that the A's lost, so maybe Stephen Bayside and even Mike and everybody else could relax. Yeah. You're up 3 in the loss column, but really 4.
And they're playing that game at home.
Of course they are.
And that doesn't mean they couldn't lose that game at home.
Of course not.
But you certainly would rather be at home. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm selfish. I want to be at that game. I love this wild card game.
You're pumped up for the wild card
game. I've been at all of them.
Have you been to every one?
I was
the ones in New York.
The ones in New York. Yeah,
right,
yeah. I'm not going anywhere else.
Right.
But I was at Yankees Astros.
Right. Well, I was at the Met one.
That was fun.
That was lovely.
Oh, God.
What a terrible night
Connor
that was.
Connor Gillespie and Madison Bumgarner.
They just never even got a hit in the game.
I know.
T.J. Rivera got one of the hits. I don't even remember anybody else that did.
What I remember about that game is how Madison Bumgarner was throwing very few pitches to mow down the Mets. It wasn't
he
was mowing down the Mets.
I know.
He had a pitch count of 12 after two innings. And I said to myself, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it was bad.
And then
last year was
the Yankee Twin game, which was crazy. I mean, they're down early.
Yeah, Severino.
Didi, it's the big home run.
Yeah.
So I fully expect it's going to be Yankees at Yankee Stadium, but the Rays are at least attempting to make things interesting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.